Ramble.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Matt, sitting here with Becky.
Hello.
Maggie.
Hi.
And Rainey on the ones, twos, sevens, and eights.
Hi.
How's it going, everyone? Oh my gosh. So Maggie and Zach just went on a vacation.
Yes.
Vacation. They went to Greece.
Yes.
No one knew. It was a surprise. No, just kidding. It was not a surprise.
It was not a surprise.
But everyone did think it was your honeymoon.
Yes, that is true.
Just because we're like, it was just their wedding. They're going on vacation. This has to be their honeymoon.
I know. I know. Well, it's been like 8 months since we got married too. So I think it checks out. But no. I mean, it was still very nourishing for our relationship. And it was really fun to be out there with everyone. But we almost canceled it just because Zach had a lot of stuff like crop up at the last minute. And he's like, oh, I don't know if we could do this. Couldn't get refunds on one of the hotels. And he's like, well, he was a really good sport about it. I was like, well, Zach, I'm just going to go have myself a little time.
You're not going to hold me back.
I know. I was like, I'll go by myself. It's fine. You can stay in the hotel. But we worked it out. There was like a time difference too. So a lot of the times when he was taking work calls, it was like at 10 p.m. at night or answering work emails. But he was always stressed, like during the day. I was like, what is happening back there? It's like 4 o'clock in the morning over there. Just relax.
Everyone's asleep.
Everyone's sleeping.
Everyone's snoozing. Yeah. That's what he's like. He's like, everyone's snoozing. They should wake up. They should wake up and work.
Answer my email.
Yeah. But it was really fun. We had a wedding in New York, and then I thought it was going to shave off 5 hours because it's a 5 hour flight from LA to New York, but it shaved off 3, which yay. And we could fly directly from New York to Athens.
Oh,
which
that's
is exciting.
Nice.
So, why did you guys choose Greece?
We were thinking of TikTok. Places that, I mean, TikTok.
TikTok this summer, everyone was in Greece, I swear.
Were. Yeah, everyone was.
One, Greece and Italy.
We knew it was off season because Greece gets like a lot of the more popular islands, gets super crowded in like June, July, August.
Yeah. And wasn't August their vacation time? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, a lot
yeah.
of them.
Like, yeah, the a lot of the like stuff. Greeks actually get vacation during that time.
That a lot of people are out of school. So we were like, September, things should be more mellow. So we were like, let's go. It should be really fun. It was also very easy for Zach's dietary restrictions. And just like the architecture is so beautiful. I feel like you could do a lot of water sports. You could learn a lot of history. You could eat really well. I think it was just like there's something for everyone, and there's so many different islands. Like I would absolutely go back and like explore more.
What islands did you go to?
So we started in Paros, and then we went to Santorini, and then we ended in Mykonos, which was really fun. Paros was like small, and I think it was one of my favorites. I would say it was hard to like say which one was my favorite out of all of them just because they were all so unique and so beautiful. But it was like a small fisherman's town. It was attacked by pirates. So we like did see like some sort of structure. I'm like getting this wrong.
Recently?
It was No.
Oh, like in the history.
In the history. So like the streets were really windy. And even when you would be like looking on Google Maps, it would like take you to like a completely different wrong place. And that was like strategic, I think.
The pirates were like on their Google Maps. They were like, how do I get there?
I know. If you wanted to like get, it's a maze. Yeah, and like getting out, it was like, wow. But it was so, I mean, it was built for people and like, I'm guessing livestock, donkeys to walk through. So like navigating by car, once you get to like the city center was really difficult and parking was always very difficult, but it was very fun. On one of the days we went, it was crazy. The first day we rented a car, it hailed when it was like 76 degrees out, and we were driving this like tiny little automatic European car, and the brakes failed. It was so scary.
Oh, that's really scary.
It was really scary.
The road there, like the hills, and you're like going over on the cliffs.
Yeah.
And stuff. And
it was really scary.
So how did you stop?
You just kind of like, Zach went into a different lane and it just kind of halted. And like he used the emergency brake, and luckily like the car ran out of gas by that point, but he had his foot on the floor and it was not braking. And then we contacted the rental company. And
ran out of gas?
No, but like once you let your foot off the gas, it'll like stall out to a point.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But his foot was like, it's not going. So he just like turned into another lane. But had there been another car in that other lane, it would have been very bad. Whoa. I don't know if like water got into a place that after it hailed that it shouldn't have. But even still, that was not right. It was scary. Oh. So they gave us like a very reliable Toyota after that point. And I was like, is it automatic? Because we do not know what we're doing. But we were also offered an ATV, but I was like, I don't, like, it was still pretty hot at that point and the sun was pretty high. I was like, I do not want to ride an ATV right now. But it is a fun activity for people to do. Yeah.
Oh, that's really, really scary. Mm-hmm. That's like, I feel like I'll think about that every time I get in the car.
100%.
Yeah. And then what else? We did like a boat day. One of the days we were there from like 9 to 2. And I was like, I haven't gotten seasick the last 4 times that I've been on a boat. Like, I'm going to be fine. And it was so beautiful. And like in Santorini, you can see like the volcanic coast. But there is a lot of ships that come in and out because it's like a port city. It was really windy that day and the swells were bigger than what I'm used to. And I got so sick and I had to like use like chewing gum. And
did you take Dramamine?
I told you, I was very proud. I didn't have Dramamine by the time I was on my boat, but they had like chewing gum that had like Dramamine in it or some sort of like similar one. And it helped a lot. But I still indeed get seasick.
That's the worst.
I know. But it was such a beautiful, beautiful like boat tour. It was crazy. I know, because
we also did a water sports activity.
How was it?
That was at Santorini too, right? Yeah.
Was it?
I feel like it was.
Yeah. Maybe.
I feel like was it was. It? And well, we did jet skiing.
Yeah, we did jet skiing.
The, remember, like, just imagine doing jet skiing on water like that.
Oh, like, it was. And choppy. Keith, Keith did not want to go. And Matt, David, and I were like, well, we're going to go. And I was like, Keith, I'm going to go without you. And I'm going to ride a jet ski.
YOLO.
And Keith was like, he said the only reason he went was because if we all died, he didn't want to be left by himself.
He's like, I'm coming with you.
So he was like, I'll come with. And it was like miserable, but it was really fun when we stopped the jet skis and got to like swim and float.
Yeah.
David and I were like doing cannonballs.
Yeah.
But before that we were going so fast. I was like, I'm going to die here.
Cause you think you're like, oh my God, Greece is so beautiful. The water looks so beautiful.
The water but it's like is
choppy.
So blue.
It's not like,
it is not like our coastline at all. I mean, there's probably some areas where the water is a little shallow, but Greece, like the water is blue. Blue. Here it's like black. Not really black. It's like black and brown. But it's just because our waters are deeper and it's just, it's different. It's different, but it's so beautiful.
So how long were you in the first island?
Only like 2 or 3 nights.
Oh.
It was quick.
It was short.
Yeah.
And then where'd you go after that?
After that, we went to Santorini, which is
the
boat tour. Yes.
Okay. And what's the difference between the two? Like, how are they different? Or are they kind of similar?
Well, one, Santorini is humongous. Compared to Paros, you could get around Paros pretty quickly. I would say like between one side of the island and the other, it'd be like no more than 30 minutes through. Whereas Santorini, I feel like you could like wind. From where they picked us up at the port to our hotel, it was like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. So more
so
of
there's
a, like,
different pockets of towns. There's not like one downtown.
Los
but
Angeles,
like,
yeah.
Paros, I want to say there was like 2 main towns.
Santorini is like when you think of a postcard of Greece with all the white buildings.
Oh, that's okay, Santorini. Got it. Where did you guys go?
We started in, well, we landed in Athens, but we only stayed there for the one night so that we could get on the ferry the next morning to go to Santorini. Then we did Santorini, Naxos, Kefalonia, which is where our friends, Thespi and Andrew, got married. And then we ended back in Athens.
Okay, so that's where the big airport, the international airport is.
That's where the big airport is and the Parthenon is. The Parthenon.
And the Acropolis.
Well, they're both there,
right? Yeah.
Right?
Did
you see it? Did you?
We did. We went to the Acropolis.
Did you take photos? Big photos?
We took big photos. It's currently my Airbnb, like, traveler icon. It's like Keith and I, like, cheesing by on the Acropolis. Yeah. I really liked, we did a lot of tours.
It
was very tour heavy when we went.
Very fun.
On Naxos, we did a big history tour. In Athens, we did the Acropolis tour. And we also did a food tour that was really educational.
What'd you learn from all, or from the big, the from all of them.
Well, we learned on our Naxos tour, we learned, I feel like that was like the biggest history one.
Yeah.
But we learned, I learned that quarantine is, it's an Italian word.
Quaranta.
Yes. Yeah. That means 40. And the reason that they did, right? 40.
Yeah.
And the reason that they did it is because when the ships would come up to, I don't know, I called it a castle. It's not a castle, but the big...
The port,
that they would stay on the boat for 40 days to make sure that they weren't bringing any illness onto the island.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Naxos was also a town that had pirates come to it. So there were all these windy paths to confuse them. And then there were also places to like look out over where people were walking so that they could like stop the pirates and stuff. Yeah. Oh. It was cool. It was very cool. And we learned, we did a wine tour one day.
Yeah.
And we learned a lot about the like, that was on
Santorini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we learned a lot about their climate. That's like very humid there. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes the grapes like so different.
Oh.
And you can, I think they make wine all year round because of the humidity. I could be lying though. I'm looking at that for
confirmation. When we drove into a lot of their grapes, like the would be closer to the ground because a lot of the islands in Greece get a lot, or like the Cyclades gets a lot of wind.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those plants they're adapted.
Mm-hmm. They're and like they strategically will put like some of the trees that are higher like behind buildings that get like less, and like parts of the islands that gets less wind.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like a whole thing. They got it figured out.
They got it figured out.
It's so beautiful. Greece is so probably my favorite place I've ever gone.
Really?
And I haven't gone to a lot of places, but
that's big.
It was my favorite place.
What did you like about it? It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. I felt like there were days where you could just totally like unplug. Like in Kefalonia, we went to we would just be at the beach all day and just like lounging. Mm-hmm. Naxos was very like, we were there when it was the Greek summer. So they were, all the Greeks were around and it was just like, everybody was like chilling and relaxing and the food was so good and I just like loved every part of it except for some of the scary driving.
Yeah.
The driving scared me. I never drove.
Some of the driving, like one of our hotels, I feel like our car was going like a full 45 degrees. And like the whole brake incident, like the island that we were on, they were like, you really want a car? Because like anywhere you're going to go, it's going to be like 25 minutes. And I was like, Zach, what kind of car do we get? Because like I'm so scared that the brake, like once you let off the gas, you start going backwards. Like I really want to make sure that we get a good car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that way in Silver Lake too.
Yeah.
Which is in Los Angeles. I'm like also 45 degree Angle Hills. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And you're just like, there was one point where we were going 45 degrees down and like I felt like the car like trying to hold traction. And I was like, our life is like on... like is relying on this little tiny vehicle.
And people die that way.
Yes.
People die in cars a lot.
We were going to summer
cars a lot.
Thanks, Rainey.
Yeah. Statistically.
Be careful driving home today, you know?
Yeah. People are like listening to us in their car.
Yeah, they're like,
there were two points where I was not having a good time in Greece.
Oh, well, tell us. When were you not having a good time?
Well, what? Is it going to be the calamari or the octopus? Yeah,
but
the
other one is a driving one.
Okay.
And it was because we rented a car in Athens and then we took ferries with the car.
That's stressful.
Every place. And like it was.
And Matt drove. He was the only driver.
Yeah. So I drove almost the whole time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have to drive onto the ferry and they make everyone else get out of the car first.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the only person in the car. So you're like alone.
We tried to stay on and they like yelled at us.
Driving into like the bowels of the boats and the people in there only speak Greek at you.
Mm-hmm.
So you like drive up. And, you know, you just, like, start saying, like, Kalimera, like, good morning to people, you know. That's just, like, what everyone does. So I say that. And then all of a sudden they just go, like, off on you in Greek and really fast. So then you try to follow where they're pointing to and stuff. I remember one time I went the wrong way. And oh, my God.
Oh,
like, it was, like,
God.
Six guys came were yelling at me and pointing. And they're all pointing different directions and different ways. And I was like, I don't know what to do right
but
now.
But in their defense, like, some of their ferries can seat up to, like, 1,000 people. There was the ferry that we took from Paros to Santorini. I think it could only seat like 250, which to me was a lot. And then another ferry we took was like 1,000. And they'll pick up people on different stops.
Yeah.
So, and our ferry was like an hour late. And then we were just like a crowd of like, I want to say there was like 500 of us waiting for our ferry. It is very stressful. And they just like had us in a parking lot. And then everyone just starts going. It was madness.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
I don't understand.
So stressful.
Yeah.
It's madness.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So eventually I was okay. Eventually I went a different way and they're like, okay.
Wait, why were you the only driver?
I think I offered.
You offered,
he
but also
drives some too.
Yeah, but he left his, you have to get an international driver's license. And Keith forgot his.
Oh, that's right.
David and I were like, we're not driving. We'll kill everyone in the car if we drive. So yeah. David and I were the backseat.
And I also
princesses.
Get car sick too.
Yeah.
But then if I'm not driving as much, then I don't feel as good. Yeah. And the streets there are like, you know, windy switchbacks and stuff and up and down and every which way.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them about your second?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the worst second time in Greece.
This is the bad times.
I really felt like people were out for me and they were trying to punish me.
So to preface what had happened was the wedding was the night before.
Okay.
I had gotten sick on the way up because it was very windy and the bathroom was like 100 miles away. So I was like, I'm not going to drink. So yeah. I was like mostly sober for the wedding.
Yeah.
Keith, David, and Matthew chose to be the opposite. These boys needed
all the
corralling
friends
at the end of the night. I was like, boys, we're going home. Come on. So the next morning, I wake up bright and early, wipe my eyes, and I go, let's go, boys. We're going to the beach. Because Thespi, the bride, was like, we're having this beautiful beach day. So I was like knocking on doors. I was like, let's go. So I get these hungover boys in the car. Matt, ooh, David somehow is like out and about, like popping around. Mm-hmm. Our sweet Matthew is
dead
on the sand.
Arms, it weren't even
arms
sand. It
splayed.
Was
oh yeah, it was pebbles.
It was a rock beach.
It was pebbles. Oh. This is also the beach where Keith blew out his eardrum.
Oh, big day.
It was
big
a big day.
It was a big day, yeah, for sure.
But they were starting to feel better. So we went and got lunch. And we got this delicious octopus.
I was
lunch.
Not feeling better. I was still
sick. Did you go to? No, you didn't go to lunch with us.
I stayed laying there.
Yeah. Soaking
under
up
the umbrella.
Sun. But then what happened when we were ready to leave?
So then
set the scene.
I was laying there still dying.
Oh,
and it was time to go. And I was like, I just want to get out of here and get back to the cold room instead of being like on the hot beach, hungover all day. And so we're like getting ready to go. And then David's like, no, I ordered food. And I was like, what? We're like at the car. We're like ready to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we ordered food. We have to wait. And I was like, okay. So we wait. It's probably like 15, 20 minutes as we're all waiting, packed up. We're trying to leave. And then he gets the food. Guess what the food is?
What?
Squid. Calamari. Like the best calamari he's ever had. Blah, blah, blah. He had to get more to bring home. And they're like in the car. He's bringing the squid in the car. It
and
smelled
so
strong. It smelled so strong. So I'm so hungover, already about to throw up. David brings in this hot, smelly calamari into this little car that where you have to go on these windy roads.
Oh my
I see
God.
Matt like rolling down the window. The color is like draining from his face.
I was like, David, you're trying to punish me. You're literally trying to punish me. Like you're doing this to me on purpose. There's no other reason why you would do this.
He's watching you suffer. He's like, what else can
out
I do?
For me.
How long
horrible
was the drive? Was it like an hour or was it like 20 minutes?
It was probably like 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kefalonia wasn't a huge island.
No, but so then it was, I think we like pulled over and we had to like put it in the
we
back.
Did.
Because I was like, it was
I
that
put
bad.
It in the back.
I made him put the squid
put
in,
it
the
in
the back.
Trunk.
In the trunk. And then we finally get home and I just go to bed and crash because I need a nap.
And
after
I
had like
I
an hour
nap
I woke up and I was like, fine. I was
yeah.
like,
yeah.
You just needed
I just
some
needed,
Z's.
Yeah. And then, but then they had eaten the food, but they had leftovers still.
Yeah.
And David put it in the microwave. I just like left it in the microwave. He didn't put it in the fridge.
Oh my
so then the
God.
Whole house was starting to smell like squid. And I'm like, where is this coming?
And David's like, the yummiest squid I've ever had.
Squid in the microwave.
Like, I have to refrigerate this.
Like, why is the microwave a good a good choice? And he's like, well, I didn't want anything to smell. I didn't want to smell the fridge.
I'm dead.
So he put it in the microwave. So it rot in the hot microwave all day.
That was very funny.
That was
that tickled me.
The most hurtful part of the Greek vacation.
Wow.
But everything else was beautiful. It was beautiful.
My
I
heart
would go
hurts
back
for you
100 times.
Yeah.
What was the best thing you ate? Because the squid obviously was a highlight for Matt.
Okay. Okay. I had the best mussels that I've ever had. Like the broth that they had cooked it in, it was like olive oil, I can't remember, probably some like peppers, lemon, but it was honestly like the best mussels I've ever had in my life. We had to take a water taxi to this restaurant. It was the only way you could get there. It was really cool. It was really, really cool. And we get there and there was probably like, it was like 2 o'clock. So I feel like the lunch rush was gone. And a guy comes and he like showed us all the fresh fish he had caught the day. And then we got to like pick which one. He's like, these are the, like, what else would you like? And I was like, oh, like we defer to you. Like, what should we get? Like you tell us. And he's like, do you like mussels? And I'm like, yeah, it's not like something I typically order where I'm from. But like, if you say they're good, I will have them.
Well, I feel like they're also usually cooked in butter here.
Yeah. So it was all olive oil. It was delicious. One of the chef comes out and he saw me like dipping my bread and like drinking the sauce like soup. And he was like, exactly what you're doing. Yes. And I was like, oh my God, I was in heaven. I wanted to go back for dinner, but they closed at 7. It was mostly like a lunch, early, late breakfast kind of place. But yeah, so good.
And was it on like
I still think about it. And I was like, I still think about it.
Yeah. Was it on like a little tiny island, like the water taxi? Like,
yeah, it was just basically was just like a pebble, like a little pebble beachfront with like a couple. I felt like I was Anthony Bourdain. I was like, wow, nobody knows about this place except me.
You stumbled
into it. I was like, wow.
How'd you find it?
When we checked into our hotel, they kind of went over the map of where we were. And then she said, like, this is, you can have lunch here. It's like a really lovely spot. You can only get it by water taxi. And she moves on and keeps talking about other places. And Zach was like, wait, can we come back to like this restaurant over here? And he goes back to it 3 times. She's like, it seems like you guys really want to go to this water taxi. And Zach was like, it sounds really great. And I kind of was like making fun of him. And I was like, why? Like, you haven't even, like, you don't even know like what kind of food, like you have so many food allergies. Like, are you sure you want to go here? Cause like, what happens if we come all the way out here and we coordinate it and it's not? And he's like, trust me, I think it's going to be cool. I was like, okay. And so we went and it was highlight for sure.
Highlight.
Yum. That's making me hungry.
So you're on your second island, and then what's the third one?
It was Mykonos.
Mykonos, which is
party.
It was party. But Scorpions, like the main like place that they are very known for, was closed. So it was like off season. So a lot of like the day clubs will close. But you can still like do other things with
Scorpions. Is the big club.
I'm pretty sure it's like the one that Lindsay Lohan is known. There's like photos.
The dance?
Of yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is that where Ibiza is?
No.
Oh, you said
it's
Ibiza,
a party island like Ibiza.
Is that where Ibiza?
That's in Spain.
I was like, I know nothing of the world.
Well, I thought Mykonos was the white buildings.
There are still white buildings. Postcards.
Yeah. No. Oh, okay. It is too. Or like, what is Mykonos famous for? It's the clubbing?
Partying.
It's partying.
It's the party island.
It's a party island. Yeah.
So did you guys go out?
Did you party?
No. We didn't. We took a cooking class. We went to like this farmstead where there was everything was like farm to table, and we made friends with so many cats. I left Greece and I was like, I really want a cat.
That's where Grandpa Barry came from. Really? I mean, not from Greece, but on our return trip to Greece, I was like, Alvaro's so lonely.
Yeah.
We were going to adopt one of the cats in Greece, but then they told us you have to buy a seat for the person that takes the cat to the U.S. And I was like, a seat? Like on a plane? For and like, they were like, yes. And
13
I was like,
hours?
I think there are a lot of sad cats in the United States that need our help too. True. But the Greek cats were so cute.
They were so
cute. How many
cats
did you see?
I have like a whole, I honestly could probably make like an entire stitched, like 2 minute of all just Zach with the cats.
Oh,
he was so into it. And I was like, oh, I really, there was kittens. There was like 3 kittens that we saw like underneath stairs. I know. And we didn't know where mom was. I was like breaking my heart. Yeah.
She's out getting those muscles, you know?
Yeah.
She was like, I'll get the muscles.
We did like, we had, I think we had like sardines, like, from a restaurant that we got appetizers for, and we brought it in a to-go box and we tried giving it to one of the cats. No, stuck its nose up at the sardines. We were like, okay.
Oh, like, I want the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well taken care of.
So you said Zach was working during the trip, but is there a reason that you didn't want to put it on the internet?
No. So there was no reason. Well, one, I didn't have like a cell phone plan. Number two, our days were full. And I wanted super full. And so like by the time I got to the hotel, we had so many photos between like our digital camera and our phone camera. And I was just like, I do not want to be bothered. Like if I'm posting this, it's going to be like 4 a.m. your time. So I was just like, I'll post when I get back. Like I don't, like I'm truly just having so much fun. And like, I don't, I like made a shared family album. Yeah. And like that was enough.
That's cute. Yeah.
Live in the moment.
Yeah.
So what was the percentage of Zach working versus, because he was mostly working at night when everybody it here was awake.
It was like a, like I think he took, like for the first like 3 or 4 days while we were getting acclimated, he wasn't working at all. But then like he took like a couple meetings, both with work stuff and then like stuff with regarding his short film. He like met with like composers and stuff, but for like scoring.
Composer phase.
Composer
era. Well, they have to come up with the music and stuff. So he like did that.
Is he done? Wow. Did he finish that? Did he?
No, they're still working on it.
Oh yeah. What's the timeline for the short film?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah. We'll have Zach on next week.
We'll have Zach on next week. Yeah. Talk about a short film.
Yeah. But things are moving and grooving. I mean, like he did submit them, but
He did.
Yeah, but you have temp scores on them, which means like there's music on them, but it won't be like the final music because I guess licensing. I'm sure.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's done with everything else. It's just the music. If he submitted already,
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool. I'm excited to see it.
Me too.
Apparently, it's on frame.io, which is like where we give notes. Oh, and I'm like, oh, I gotta see it.
Yeah.
I can log
just,
in.
Like, up there.
Just gotta dig around in there.
Think so.
I didn't know you could do other things on that site.
No, it's just, I think he gets notes from, like, I don't know, Nick Ruffco or whatever. But I could see it, but I have access. I'm like, Rainy, maybe I'll watch the draft.
Bootleg.
Rainy Dot. What are, like, the stealing websites? What was the old one where you could, like, steal movies? Nobody ever did that. Nobody ever stole movies.
Just me. Well, just I did. I used to watch Friends on whatever that website was, but then it crashed our computer. And my parents were like, just buy it off iTunes because you're going to break the computer.
Like LimeWire, Napster.
Yeah, LimeWire. Yeah. Napster, that's what I was thinking.
Napster was the music, stealing all the music.
I feel like you could still get video on there. No? I don't know.
I don't know.
It would just take forever to download. You'd like try to do it and be like waiting forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but did you have to like, okay, well, I guess what, so you guys, the last 2 weeks, what's your update?
Update.
Mostly just the
weekend
baby,
update.
Baby.
You're baby. Being mom.
Baby. Oh, I started Mommy and Me.
Oh. Yeah.
What is
Mommy and Me?
How is that?
So Henry has a new best friend at
Henry
at
has
school.
New best friends. Yes.
Becky's replacing us.
Yes. Mommy and Me is like, at least the one that I go to is like, we all sit in a circle. Well, I've only had 2 classes. Mm-hmm. And the first 2 were like everyone telling their birth stories.
Oh,
so it was like a lot of tears on my end.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. That's kind of an intense way to start.
It is, but I feel like in your head, and especially like on social media, it seems like everyone had like beautiful births and like beautiful journeys. And like everybody just like loves being a mom. Every moment is a beautiful treasure.
Yeah.
And like then you like talk to other moms and they're like, oh, today fucking sucked. And you're like, okay, so everyone has those days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, started Mommy and Me.
Did anyone say like, this is my first one and it went swimmingly? Or is there someone, did you get some hope?
Everyone had
something.
Something. Some drama. Something that didn't go like what they wanted. Even if it was like quote unquote like a normal or typical. Mm-hmm. It was like somebody there's always something.
Oh yeah.
There's always something.
It's like a medical procedure. Like,
yeah, right? It's like a major medical procedure and we only see movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it's like
directed by men usually.
Yeah. Typically. Like,
oh yeah. Then it's really cool. I was
and
just
then it's like, yeah, it seems really beautiful. Even on TV, you're like, oh yeah, this is so like easy.
Yeah. There's like 3 minutes of screaming
like,
and then
what do you do with Mommy and Me? Like, what do you do?
Well, we learned a song. We sing songs.
Sing.
Yeah. Songs are apparently very good for babies.
Oh.
And babies, especially Henry's age, like to hear. Oh, Henry's the oldest.
Oh. No way.
He's the oldest. So I did have to preface with, like, I think he's the oldest, but he's, like, developmentally, like, half his age.
Yeah.
So, like, please don't be worried about him. He is my little preemie baby.
Yeah.
He was the only preemie in the class. Oh. That I was surprised about. I thought there would be more preemie representation.
Mm-hmm.
Preemie representation.
Preemie raps.
Well, he's going to show him what's what.
Yeah. He's gonna be like, hey, guys. So he is, and he's tall. He's taller than all the other babies.
He is tall.
You know, he's a tall boy.
Didn't see that coming.
Couldn't have guessed it. We sing songs. We start the class singing a song of saying hello to all the babies and all their moms individually. And like at Henry's age, it's good to hear his name so he knows that that's his name.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. So we sing a hello song. And then we learned this other bop that I'm sorry to get this stuck in your head, but you ready for this?
Yeah, here
Are
we
you
go.
Ready for the jam?
Baby shark.
No. So this is a song that we sing like in the mornings when we're playing with him.
No.
And we play it at, no, it's not. Maggie heard Purple Monkey in a Bubblegum Tree for the first time.
And I was like, Becky, this like...
This slaps.
It's really good.
It's really good.
It's really good.
But this one is open and shut, open and shut, open and shut.
My new ringtone.
Something like, oh no, it's give a little clap, 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 open and shut, open and shut, put them in your lap, 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 big and little, big and little, or big and small. Keith sings. I'm not the singer. But it's basically that over and over and over.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's teaching them like open, shut,
oh,
big, little, words. Loud. There's also quiet. And there's a part where it goes, please, no, thank you. Please, no, thank you. And Keith always does with Henry's hands. Please. Please, no, thank you.
It's like it's teaching them English. It's teaching them
I
words.
Guess.
It's
I
a linguistics
know.
Class.
It's linguistics. Yeah, something. It's something good for
teaching
them.
Teaching them how to sing.
Yeah, teach them how to sing.
Teach them how to sing.
Because yeah, and the class is led by like a psychologist, so it's supposed to be like
very cool.
On making sure their development is good, but then also just being like, here are some other moms that live near you.
Yeah,
be friends.
Yeah. Support group.
Yeah, support. Hang
how
out.
Often do you go? Is it
every week?
Every week, once
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Once week. So you've got kind of, you're building a schedule. You've got the Sarah Bonsignor.
I do. I know. And you know what the hard thing is about the Sarah Bonsignor, Babies and Bagels, is the same day as
I love that you created
Mommy
also
and Me.
A title of like,
yeah. Hey, it is a it vibe.
Is, it is. So yeah. Hers it is a vibe. Is not led by a psychologist. This is mostly like support group.
This is just, it's just like
bagels.
Just bagels. Just hanging, chilling. Moms, anyone who's around. And then, yeah, the other one is like a paid class that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, called Mommy and Me. And I actually just signed up for it because we were in the mall and a girl came up to us and she had a baby around the same age and started talking to us and was like, are you in a Mommy and Me? And I was like, no. And she was like, I'm in this one. And I was like, okay. And I like signed up for it and we're not in the same class. So
best friends forever.
Our friendship.
I was going to say, so you're never going to see her again.
No. And I even like wrote down her name and her baby's name in my phone to be like,
to remember
I'm
going to
remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's not there. RIP.
How often are people coming up to you with babies?
Actually, very often.
Whoa.
It's shocking.
Really?
It is shocking. Mm. Yeah.
Do you like it? Or like, is it comforting or is it sort of like,
I think
trying
it's
to
comforting.
Okay.
I think it's comforting. Yeah. Because it's
just trying
like,
to connect with you.
Yeah, yeah. It's mostly, and you get to see sort of the desperation in other people.
Yeah.
Because you feel that way of like, oh, I just need to talk to someone. I just need to talk to someone else with a baby. And so, yeah, people come up to us all the time. And we go up to people if they have a baby that's around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And then like toddlers fucking love babies.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I've learned. Anytime Henny and I are out, like we're walking around scooting and booting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Toddlers are like, baby, baby.
Oh, that's,
it's so cute, especially if they have like little siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
adorable.
What's your opening line when you're going up to people?
When I'm going, it's always, oh, how old are they? Oh, so cute.
I was going to ask if people misgender at all.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah,
but it's also because, I don't know, I never thought too much on like, I was like, okay, I'm going to get him gender neutral clothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then there were just some packs of clothes that had like bright pink and like things like that. And so often people come up and are like, how old is she? And it's not that it bothers me, but there is something that I'm like, okay, what is giving? Is he giving this feminine energy? Like, where's
the
this?
Bright pink
is it just the pink? Is it just the pink or is there like a vibe that you're feeling? Like, I want to know more.
Ooh.
But yeah, he gets misgendered a lot. That's why I just say, how old are they? On like other babies. Because
interesting.
I don't know your baby.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I really like it. So we do that. Mostly just hanging. Maggie and I went to the zoo with Honey.
Shout out to the zoo.
Shout out to the zoo.
Fun.
It was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I was all about it. We got our steps in too.
Oh,
got
yeah.
Our steps in.
The LA Zoo?
The LA Zoo. It's like very hilly.
It's very hilly.
Yeah.
Is there, do you see any babies
Any baby animals?
Animals?
Yeah. Baby animal? Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
That's my favorite part of
gorilla.
The
zoo. Had a baby gorilla.
There was a baby.
What is the LA zoo like known for? Like, what is their like?
I will say, animals? In comparison to other zoos, it's not the nicest zoo.
Oh.
But you know, it was nice to walk around.
I mean,
and like be with Henry and like
be surrounded by
show
animals.
Him things.
Yeah. Well, and Henny's in a phase where he can like see further now.
Mm-hmm.
They said he can scan the room. So like the first time I ever took him to the zoo, he was like asleep. I sent like an album to all of our friends and family that was like Henny at the zoo. And it was just like him sleeping next to the elephant, sleeping next to the seals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the second time I went with my parents, he was a little more like, hey, what's going on? And then this time he was like,
What is that?
Oh.
Like eyes open. I don't know if he was actually like seeing or comprehending what he was seeing, but he could see that there was something big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving towards him.
I can't remember if there were fish at one point. And I remember he was looking at something.
Yeah. Like the seal. I think he really liked the seal. Yeah.
The aquarium would be good.
He liked the seal.
The aquarium.
Yeah. Which we also realized the LA Zoo doesn't have like great descriptions of things. So Maggie would look up the animal and then read us facts about the animal.
I would be on Wikipedia and be like, we need to learn something today. Here we go.
I think it was like their first one was the harbor seal. And then it was like the harbor seal like lives at the harbor.
In North America. I was like, give me something else.
Maggie became the curator.
Yeah. We were like, you need to learn.
Of the exhibit.
Yes.
Yeah. She was the docent. Yeah. Of the day.
The docent of the day.
Mm-hmm. Wikipedia docent.
Yeah. But that's basically what my 2 weeks were. Yeah. Chilling with the honey boy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Pottying.
How exciting.
So exciting. Oh my God. Wait, we actually did do something exciting.
What?
We went to, Monday.
Yeah.
No, Sunday. Olivia Rodrigo put in her story that she was going to have a concert.
Oh.
Miss Becky was quick LA, with it.
Yeah. And Keith screams across the house. He's like, Becky, get on your phone right now. Olivia Rodrigo selling tickets to a concert tomorrow night. And we're like, oh my God, because we didn't get on the wait list for her tour. We were like waiting. Right. They're like,
wait,
no,
it was the concert tonight? Or she's selling it tonight?
She was selling it.
Oh, never mind.
For
I thought it was like a day of. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
No, it was the day before. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That the tickets were for.
Yeah.
And so we were like, we were on, and then we were both on our phone, and we texted Rachel and our friend Joey, who we call ourselves the Olivia Rodrigo fan club, because we were trying to get the tickets and we're like, okay, everybody try and get like 4 tickets and then we'll either, we'll split the tickets or sell the ones or find other people to go with us. But that did not work out, but we're still on a text thread. And so Keith and I texted the text thread and then we're all on and nobody's getting it. I'm like breastfeeding Henry at this point, one hand off, you know, one hand on a baby, one hand on a phone. And we're all like, they're like tickets sold out. And then Keith was like, why don't you just refresh it? So I literally just kept going, refresh, 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 refresh. One ticket available and I bought it. I like went and was like, yes, got it. And then I was like, everybody just refresh your tickets a million times. So everybody's refreshing and Joey gets a ticket. And then Joey graciously was like, you know what? If only Becky and I get tickets, I'll give my ticket to Keith so you guys can go together. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet, but you totally don't have to do that. Like,
we're going to keep refreshing.
We'll just keep refreshing. Just keep refreshing.
It's not over till it's over. Yeah.
We did it.
You got 4 tickets.
We got 4
Stop.
Tickets. We actually got 5 tickets because Rachel was at the Apple Orchard. So she did not have service. So Joey and I had both gotten another ticket.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
And so then I was like, okay, we have another ticket. Who else loves Olivia Rodrigo that would go? And also, someone needs to watch our baby because we have a baby now. And who better to call than Auntie Maggie and Uncle Zach?
Here we go. So I get the call and we're like, one of us can go?
Maggie was out walking Bowie and I was telling Zach, I was like,
one of us can go and one of us has to... stay?
Yeah. And I was like, you guys basically have to like fight it out for yourself. Like one of you will be the best aunt or uncle ever and watch Henry while he sleeps. And the other one will get to go to an Olivia Rodrigo concert. We're not going to tell you who has to be who. Yeah. You pick.
I wish you would have said it because Zach and I don't think we decided up until like the last moment. Zach has had an Olivia Rodrigo phone case for God knows how long. Too long at this point. And I was like, no, you should go. And he's like, no, you, like, I already said that you can go. And I was like, yeah, but if Henry wakes up, like, you're not going to know how to console him. I was like, but you're going to stress Keith and Becky out. Yeah. But it ended up working out. And Zach was like, you go. And I was like, okay. And Henry slept the whole night.
Aww. How was the concert?
It was great.
Oh my God. So we thought it was going to be a little more plugged in than it was. It was very unplugged. You can actually stream it on YouTube right now.
Oh.
Oh. So there's a little more like chit chat in between the songs.
I enjoyed it. It was an introspective.
She was talking. That was really good. But she also had her producer there that she wrote a lot of the songs with.
Mm. How old is the producer?
I mean, he's old enough to have a wife and a baby.
Okay, he's like,
he's an older, he's a man.
Okay, it's not like a Phineas Billy situation.
He's but without being related.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, so there was a lot of like banter back and forth where like I'm there for Olivia.
Yeah, you're
so
like,
I wanted like a lot more.
You wanted the music.
I wanted the music, but I also wanted more like Olivia just talking. But I get why this guy was talking too, because he was like, it's his baby too, this album. I was like, but I'm here for Olivia.
Those are his words that you're listening to.
Yeah.
What did
he
say about the album? What were they talking about? Like, they're just like, oh, and then we're thinking about.
Key takeaways. Well, they told this one very random story about ordering wine at a restaurant. And I think they realized how bad it sounded as it was coming out.
Yeah.
Because she was like 19.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're all just kind of like, huh.
Oh. Being recorded.
But the key takeaways were just that it like the way they talked about like certain like the chorus or the bridge and like going through all these iterations of like just very slight changes to songs or like changing the BPM, like doing all these little tiny tweaks where like I don't know anything about music, so I always just assume it's like oh, I have this melody in my head.
I think it's just done.
And then it's like, okay, now you make this. Not that you're like changing the BPM and changing.
Yeah, that is a science.
All these things.
They gave like more context of like what Olivia was doing in certain, like when certain songs came into fruition too, which was like cool.
Well, like what she was doing in like,
life. Where?
In life. Yeah, because she did part of the album in New York, part of the album in LA. They were like, what's your favorite LA song? What's your favorite New York song?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did she talk about like the story behind the song? Like the like who it was about or anything?
No.
That's under lock and key.
No. Yeah.
So there's no Q&A.
There was a Q&A, but it was probably picked. Right?
Oh, yeah. There were definitely picked questions.
Both Q&A.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it was just really
That's
cool.
That's so fun.
Yeah. It was really fun.
It was in downtown at the Ace Hotel Theater, which I had never been to, but I'd That's seen pictures spot. Of. Yeah.
It's
beautiful.
Very fun, yeah.
It's very beautiful.
And there's like not a bad seat in the house. Yeah. Oh, and we all had separate tickets. Like all of our tickets were in separate areas.
So we all sat.
So we all sat separately.
Oh,
but
interesting.
But we're able to sort of like switch. So like I got in and Keith was telling the girl next to him like, hey, my wife has this ticket because I actually had the best ticket. Shout out to me.
I was
like seven rows from the front on the left side. But like, I think music is fun when you enjoy it with your like, friends and family. So I was like, I'll trade my better ticket for someone who's sitting next to Keith so that we can sit together. Mm. And thankfully, this girl was down. She took it.
She
took that ticket. And
she
then
was there
and I
for
got
the close-ups.
Yeah, got to sit together. And, but there's not a bad seat in the house. I saw Charlie Puth there. Bet you didn't know I listened to Charlie Puth. I don't really. It was for a friend. But he's a pretty good performer. I enjoyed his show. It was a vibe. Yeah.
Somebody who used to work.
You'd go
here.
Back.
Yeah.
You'd watch another one.
I go back, but I enjoyed it.
Check,
I had a good
check
time.
It off the bucket list.
check.
Don't have to do it again.
Done. Did it.
Done.
Loved it. I do like that. You turn me on like a light switch. Song. I liked that one. I was in
We're getting a lot of Becky melodies.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Those dulcet tones.
Yes. I have a beautiful voice. Thank you so much.
It's all that baby music. You know, it's really been warming you up.
It is. Yeah. It is. The Purple Monkey and the Bubblegum Tree.
Yeah. We went to that one. You liked that.
So it's like this, one of his toys like has, I think it's only like a 3-minute loop. And I'm like, Becky, this is so sad. They should make this at least like 20 minutes long. Cause I feel like we're being tortured.
Yeah. It's a Fisher Price kick and play.
Oh, got it.
The kick and play.
They're parents that listen to this podcast are going to be like, oh, I know the Purple Monkey. Yeah. And then people who do not know children in their life, like they don't have nieces, nephews, anything like that. Are like, what the fuck is the Purple Monkey?
Yeah.
But it is a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Stan the Purple Monkey.
Stan the Purple Monkey, yeah.
Yeah, Matt, wait, what have you been
what have you been doing?
What have you been doing this last 2 weeks?
I feel like my life has been so unexciting compared to you. Grease, And then babies and concerts, you know.
Well, I could drop Henny off literally anytime you want.
Literally any day. Literally any day. Well, it's almost time for the holidays. Uh-huh. So I've been starting to prep.
Oh, whoa.
Prep. Yeah.
We're going to do another. So 2 years ago, Eugene and I tried to get both sides of our families together to celebrate the holidays together.
Oh, nice.
And like rented a big house and everything. Oh. And there are going to be like, I don't know, 10, 12 of us. And then we got COVID right before.
So sad.
Like literally like days before.
Yeah, like 2 days before. So then most of our family got together without us.
Oh.
And had fun. And I had already like, you know, paid for and gotten all of these things. So they got to enjoy all this stuff.
Your homemade pasta while we were homesick.
No vote left for Matt.
Nothing left for us. So we're trying to do a repeat of that this year.
Oh.
A makeup one. To have everyone together again for the holidays.
That's fun.
Really fun.
I hope I'm manifesting it for you. It's going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to do another like two houses
yeah.
somewhere not in LA? Or are you going to do like yeah. everyone in your house?
Oh my God, no. That many people cannot fit in my house.
Sleeping bags.
We're actually going to be coming over to your house.
Oh, wow.
You have a lot more space than me. We could pitch some tents in your backyard. You know, you have a lot of room.
He's coming with all the puppies too.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll drop Henry off with you. And
Exactly.
So what are you planning? What's on the itinerary?
Yeah, what's in the prep?
Well, last year I had done a whole itinerary of a bunch of different activities. Mm-hmm. So I have two little nieces. So a lot was like going to like the Children's Discovery Center and like going to see Santa at the Air Museum and going to the Modern Art Museum and, you know, stuff like that. So I'm trying to find new stuff for this year because they did that without us.
Oh, okay. You know? I'm trying to think for them.
Uh-oh. Are you going to dress up as Santa?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, so Eugenius.
Yeah, maybe Eugene will dress up as Santa.
Someone's gotta.
I mean, Santa can just be like, you know, hear him on the roof, I feel like, you know. Stomp, stomp, stomp.
That's true.
Yeah, that keep the mystery alive. You know?
Are you prepping your raviolis, like Maggie
yeah,
said?
Yeah, I need to make, well, that you do like a month in advance, you know.
Oh, okay.
So we have a family tradition where we make homemade raviolis each year for Christmas.
Yum.
Aww. Yeah.
So we used to go over to my grandparents' house like a month or two before Christmas and make them all together, and then we would all eat them for Christmas.
So is it better if you prep them a month before, or is it? So
yeah, it's better if you like freeze them and stuff because the consistency turns out a little better and stuff.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're gonna make frozen ravioli.
Yeah.
And have you started Christmas shopping or not yet?
No, but I need to go and redo an inventory of all the Christmas decorations and stuff that I had. You know, I have to refine the tree. Got to find all the garlands. All those.
Wait, I thought you were doing a real tree.
Probably not this year.
You've I have come a tinsel to the tree. Fake side.
I have a tinsel tree.
Oh, okay.
You know
what's a tinsel tree?
It's like a silver tree.
Oh,
it looks like tinsel.
Cool.
It's like retro looking. You know, it's like what they used to have like in the '60s and seventies.
Fun.
Yeah.
Has anyone decorated the houses for Halloween yet?
Not yet. I don't really do anything.
I know you don't do Halloween, but you guys had just moved in before Halloween, right?
We had just moved in. We just got back into town and we're also like putting new plants in the front. So no Halloween-y.
Do you think it's going to deter the trick-or-treaters?
I hope not. I want to pass out candy this year. I know. I hope not. We have a lot of kids on our street though. So, and we just had like a family move in next door. With a four-year-old who's very cute.
Oh.
So I hope they come by.
How are your quails? Is there an update with the quails?
Any quail update?
The quails are doing good, except one has bumblefoot.
Bumblefoot?
Ow, like the foot like, is going on dates?
Yeah, it's on Bumble.
Swiping?
Coffee meets bagel. Chirp, chirp. Yeah, looking for a mate.
What's the house one? Spotter?
The house one.
The dog?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
The dog
dating app. Not the dating app, but
there's
it
a dating
sounds
app
like
for
a doggy.
Dogs?
Scratcher, sniffer,
snuffles,
sniffles,
sniffies,
sniffies.
Mean? Tell me more.
Remember we talked about it once.
Oh,
sniffies,
yes.
Sniffies,
sniffies, yeah.
Sniffies,
sniffles, yeah.
I was like the dog.
Yeah, I was thinking you were talking about like that thing where you can go to people's houses and stay for free, but take care of their dog. Can't remember what that's called.
Oh, I don't remember what that's called.
But what's this one that you're talking about? You can basically meet a friend for your dog.
Oh no, it's no. just I just thought it sounded like a dog dating app, see. But it's actually a dating app where you can like see where people's houses. It's like a hookup app.
Yeah.
Which we never got an update from that gal. Like, about how that
she
ended.
She really needs to write in. She's now just like part of the lore.
I know, girly, write
the
in.
Lore. I know, right?
I think it was an episode you weren't here, but she found her, I don't know if they were married or just like long-term partners.
On a dating
dick,
app?
Dick on one of these dating websites. And it like shows your house. Mm-hmm. Like it shows where you live.
Well, what was she doing on there?
I think she was seeing if she...
Her friend,
someone alerted her to it, maybe, or like told her about it, so she was looking to see if he was there.
What was she doing there?
And we needed
but there
was an
something
update.
About a tattoo too.
Yeah, because he had like a tattoo on his leg, but it wasn't in the picture. So they're like, maybe it's an old dick pic,
right?
Oh,
and he's not even on the site.
Yeah,
but we never got an update. Anyway,
unresolved.
Anyway, how's Bumblefoot? What's Bumblefoot?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's kind of sad because it's when they're like something gets. Kind of embedded in their claw, and then the foot kind of grows around it, so it becomes kind of like a big giant like pimple.
Ouch!
Oh. Ooh.
So what do you do? Can you take them to the vet to drain it?
No, you're just they're like a farm animal, so you just kind of do it yourself, do everything at home. So it helps if you like soak it and you can like massage and stuff to like get the swelling down and stuff.
Yeah,
and like disinfect it all.
What about that? That reminds me of. I know I talk about TikTok too much.
How you want more Quillix.
But do any of you see the guy on TikTok? He's the horse foot doctor.
No.
So which all one? Of his videos like a lot of them. Are, you see the horse hoof. And then he shaves it down.
Yep.
And he'll find the injury. And then he puts like the powder on it. And he tells you all about what's happening with his hoof. Hoof. I used to watch his videos a lot.
That is, that's one of those
things. You like horse hooves?
I like the horse hoof. I thought it was interesting hearing about like, but he was, those there were some
really
things
gnarly
that,
though.
Yeah, there were some that like, he was talking about like, he was like, so the horse had an injury on the hoof and then the hoof grows over it. And so he has to go back into the hoof.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I really like him. It's like Mr. Horseman or something.
I mean, I'm on. I don't know if anybody's on Big John TikTok.
Mr. Horseman.
Mr. Horseman.
What's Big John?
It's this woman who like who adopts or she like goes to like slaughterhouses, adopts the horses, and it's just like literally just her walking out of the barn is what I'm always looking at, and I'm like, it's so cute. Yeah, she's great. But Matt, you used to used to ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
Horse when boy. Was the last time you rode a horse? Like, when did you stop and why?
I stopped. Riding competitively, like after high school, like when I went to college, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, because you didn't have a horse in college.
Yeah.
You can't take your horse to college.
You can, but that's like really expensive.
You can.
It's a lot of work.
Imagine like,
people take their horses to college.
A horse at like NYU. Sports on the street, like what?
How much does a horse cost?
I mean, it depends.
What's a horse run you?
It depends. It could be like $1,000 or like $100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah.
They're like cars.
Damn. Yeah. Who was your horse growing up? What was his name? Her.
My first pony's name was Pickle.
Pony.
Pickle.
Who was Pickle? Sweet what did Pickle look like?
Tell us about Pickle.
Yeah, tell us about Pickle.
Tell you about Pickle. She was an Appaloosa.
What does that mean?
It means like all like spotted, like gray spots. Ooh. Like lots of spots. Yeah. She was really cute. Tiny pony. Pony of the Americas.
My little
is what she was
pony.
Called.
So did you choose Pickle out? Were you gifted Pickle?
My mom did it. She's like, here's the horse. I don't know.
He's like, Pickle. I don't know. I was six. The horse just showed up. But the horse didn't like live at your house. It was a horse like at a stable, right? It had a
house. We lived on a farm. We had a horse farm. The stables. I used to wake up every morning and like
scoop,
feed the horses muck and the stuff. Stalls. And then come home and muck the stalls and exercise them and all that.
Oh, real horse boy.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. Yeah.
Did you ever get hurt by a horse? Because don't they like, you can fall off or they can kick you?
I think the worst I ever got hurt was like, I sprained my thumb.
Ouch.
Because there was a horse on the cross ties. And
what's that?
It's like when you hook up on either side of the halter to like the walls to kind of keep the horse in place where you're trying to like groom it or tack it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then something had spooked it. So I like grabbed the cross tie and it got,
ouch,
it like wrapped around my thumb.
Oh.
And he pulled and it like sprained my thumb. So I had to wear like a splint on my thumb for a while. Ooh, but that was like the worst I ever got hurt.
But you never got like thrown off or anything?
Yeah, I got thrown off lots of times, but
not any injuries.
That's kind of just like falling off a bike.
Mm, interesting. You
know? Oh, very tall bike.
Yeah. Very tall bike.
Tall bike. Yeah. A tall and hairy bike.
Were you good? Like, so you hairy were, bike. What did you compete in? Dressage?
I did 3-day eventing, which is dressage, cross country, and show jumping.
Oh my gosh. Did you win any?
Yeah, I have. We used to have like a huge ribbon wall at my house.
Really? Yeah. Ribbons?
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
hundreds of ribbons.
So in school, were you known as like the like, competitive horse guy?
The horse boy?
Horse boy?
Not really.
Did people know about it?
Or did everyone kind of ride horses in your time?
Yeah, because it's a horse. Were you raised by horses?
I was raised by horses.
Spirit. Did you only go to school
not
with
really.
Horses?
I mean, because everyone, a lot of people there had like farm yeah. animals and yeah. stuff. So it wasn't like.
There's like a cowboy, the thing. Pig boy, horse girl, horse yeah. boy.
Whoa. Right?
The cowboy.
Were you the horse coming king?
There were a lot of 4-H people, you know? Yeah.
Which I didn't, I don't know if we didn't have 4-H or what, but I didn't even know what 4-H was until Keith explained it to me.
Because I was going to say, yeah.
The four hooves. I thought it was like a nature thing.
Oh.
But, it's an animal thing.
It's a service thing. Yeah.
Aminonal.
Aminals and service.
Yeah. Aminonals thing.
Well, I know that's like a very exciting cliffhanger to leave it on. But F. Cristo for listening to us. but it was so fun to hear about your vacay. Greece 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. So fun to hear about your horses. Horse Boy 2023.
Love hearing about your baby songs. Love it.
Thank you so much. I'll sing
Becky's
more.
Album is coming out in
it's
2 months.
It's coming out soon. I have a very dedicated fan base of one. one subscriber.
What are you talking about? You got 3 right here.
Oh, that's true. Like, subscribe, comment for more. Until next week, guys, make sure you're washing your hands, being nice to people, registering to vote. Getting your boosters.
Mm.
It's flu shot time. I got mm-hmm. my flu shot. It was really, you know, I didn't love it, but you have to. You can't give the baby the flu. That's the no-no. Be after sex.
Kind to others.
Be kind to other people. Be kind to yourself. And we'll see you next time. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.